that's a good thing for him. You know, I thought that the story of the game, you know, was us on third down early in the first half, and really throughout the first half, we weren't able to get first downs to keep our defense off the field, and they converted a bunch of them, four or five in the first half, and we had them in long stick situations, and we weren't able to get them off. And you got to do that. We knew that coming into the game. We talked about the keys going to be, we've got to be able to get them off on third down. We knew that we had to contain him and keep him in the pocket, and we knew that we had to stay in coverage when scramble drill occurred. And we didn't do that once, and it bit us on that first touchdown. We kind of got that fixed towards after that, but then, you know, we really didn't do a very good job containing him all day. And Brewer can run. I mean, he can run. Like I told you, he runs better than we wanted him to. And he did a really nice job of collecting yards today. If there's any positive I take from it, it's that, you know, we allowed 3 points in the second half. We just did not do enough offensively at all today. I don't think we played well enough, and I certainly don't think we coached them well enough. I think we got out-coached on that side of the ball, starting with me, and that's not acceptable. But we will get back and get ready to play a really good Oklahoma State team this next week, and I know you got some specific questions, so we'll take them. I didn't hear what you said.
What was their plan to take him?
Well, I want to look at the tape first, but it looked like they were doing a good job of really doing exactly what we saw. They're going to press the edges and try not to let you press the outside zone wide, and they did a good job of that early. And then inside, they were doing a good job of mixing up how they were stunting inside and adding their backers in there to try to slice through gaps. They're more of an aggressive upfield team. We knew that. You got to string first downs together to be able to be patient enough in your zone game to crease them. The teams that have done that against them, strung first downs together, they'll get out of a gap every now and then. But that's the risk you run of playing defense like that. But they did a really nice job today. It didn't hurt them throughout the day. So credit goes to them. You know, I did not think we were outmatched. I'll tell you that. I did not think we were outmatched. And I mean that with all due respect to Baylor. They have a really nice football team. Matt's done a really good job recruiting. But that's certainly not going to be the excuse. We had plenty to get it done. I didn't think we did a very good job of executing the game plan. Obviously, we didn't do a good enough job teaching it. I didn't do a good enough job teaching it. And, you know, as a result, we didn't get it done as a group. But we'll learn as a group, and we'll move forward heading into this next game. You know, they won a game that both of us had an opportunity today, and I thought that they made the most of it. I tell you what, they had a good crowd today. They really were into the game, and it affected it a little bit. It affected it with their noise and things like that. That's good to see for them. That makes a difference when you got a crowd like that. It was pretty loud in there. Well, it was pretty big. You know, we've got a little bit of depth there at corner, so it wouldn't have been as crazy. But when Ricky became unavailable midway through the week, that was a hit now because he's a good little cover guy. That one hurt a little bit. But, you know, we've got other guys that should be able to step in there and be able to do well enough. And, you know, that really wasn't an excuse. But it was good to see that Corian was able to stay in there because we got a bunch more snaps out of him. You know, I know that it really it kind of looked like that, but his coverage, he just kept sinking. It was kind of a double cloud type look, and he was really responsible for the flats up there a little bit, but nobody showed in his area, so he just kept sinking, which is his rule. I don't think he knew that there was a guy behind him. He just got to have more awareness because it changes when the quarterback breaks the pocket. There's times where you've got to know that you have to latch on to the nearest guy, and unfortunately, I think, you know, there, I think he'll learn from that. Yeah, he was unavailable after that play. So we'll get him back, get him looked at, see where he's at. You know, that obviously him being unavailable gave Carter an opportunity. We felt like we needed to be able to move around a little bit there at the end. And I thought Carter did a nice job of being prepared when his number was called. He's been like that, you know, for 3 years. So he was ready to go, and he's worked his tail off, you know, in practice, and that made him ready when he got in there. We moved the ball a little bit with him. Sitting in the situation that we were in, we felt like we needed to score right there. Just based on how things were going overall, you know, that was a situation where we felt like if we had a good call, we thought we might have a chance to get in. And we had been struggling to get them off early. That's really why we went for it. We felt like we had a good call, and, you know, it just didn't work out. A little bit of that, I think, you know, once again, you know, we rushed for 122 yards. We rushed 400 yards last week. When you rush for 400 yards, you're not having to be in as many passing situations, and it helps you a little bit. They can't pin their ears back. They got a sack there late. We were in an obvious passing situation. Peter got beat off the edge there. That's an advantage, obviously, on the defense. And no excuse for the guy up front, but we need to establish that run game so we can get our play action game going. And I thought they did a better job establishing their run game today. They didn't hit us with a lot of big, just inside runs early with their backs, but they started kind of opening them for them late, and it helped their play action game. You know, I mean, that's where we need to certainly establish that ground game. And it's about putting first downs together. I mean, you know, we've got to put first downs together to be able to get that run game going. You can't just run it three downs if you're not getting anything out of it, you know. So we've got to be better on first down in the run game and in the passing game as well.